DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots of rain in the forecast for the next several days, especially the weekend and into Monday as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be around at times in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy downpours. Can't rule out some urban flooding at times. High temperature in the low to mid-80s over the weekend. Lows at night around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. And then on Tuesday, it looks like it starts to thin out and move out, and eventually we start to dry out. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. It will keep you on top of the action with advanced interactive radar, plus future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, including flooding. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey there, boss. This is Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class Greg Budell reporting with a look at the live live in fear Doppler. Some interesting clouds out there, some low-hanging fruit, as they would say. Most of that activity now moving off to the northeast. So we're in, I'd say, for the at least the next half hour to 45 minutes, we're at what meteorologists call a sucker hole, meaning it's going to let up light rain, no rain in some instances, and then it's going to come back a little bit later. And trust me, what it does, we'll be here to scare the ever-loving crap out of you. Because that's our job.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
One
it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
Oh, that'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin claiming that D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun. Let me read you several of the latest bulletins. One says that a report, unconfirmed by Allied sources, of course, says that heavy fighting is taking place between the Germans and invasion forces on the Normandy Peninsula, about 31 miles southwest of Le Havre. Another bulletin, also from Berlin Radio and unconfirmed, says that British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and from the air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre, a distance of about 60 miles. I repeat, there is no confirmation. And here's another bulletin just in. DNB, the German agency, says, this is unconfirmed, that the most important airdromes in the area of the Normandy Peninsula of France have been wiped out.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to Happy Hour on the 75th anniversary of a world-changing event, D-Day. We'll talk about it and other stuff too. I'm Greg. Young
Joey
is here, and so is Terry Adams.
And here they are.
The much beloved and glorious.
Please clap.
Yes. Well, that's all I have. I'm done. I
doubt that.
As you can tell from this bag of medicines.
Mm-hmm. Bag of drugs.
Yeah. I may be a little bit off today, but I've done what I'm supposed to do, and I'll be fine. I'm just seeking attention at the moment. Which is a very unusual behavior for me. Well, I'm working on it.
You're going to be okay?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't this the first time a president since W actually went to Normandy and honored the thousands of crosses?
I don't know. I'm getting a vague memory of Obama and Normandy.
Clinton went to Normandy. I don't know if Obama did. I know Clinton did.
Well, Clinton, Bill Clinton's a mixed bag, you know. He, in fact, I read it.
Obama did visit it on the 70th.
On the 70th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. I just read a very interesting article about the Democrats are not paying attention to their wisest leader. And that person they named was Bill Clinton. For all of his, personal failings and so forth, when it came to reading the public and what they couldn't...
charismatic.
Like Trump, he survived, these scandals involving women and stuff. Of course, it's far worse And they're still, the Democrats are still beating the impeachment drum. And Pelosi, the shrieker of the House, I don't want to see him impeached. I want him in prison. For what? How many times does Robert Mueller have to tell you there's nothing?
It's crazy.
Wasting 2 years of our time, and Mueller is still probably pooping bricks about being called in front of one of those committees, because if Jim Jordan or anybody else gets him by the jugular, he's toast. Well, and in many circles, he already is, because he didn't deliver what the folks suffering from an acute case of Trump derangement syndrome wanted, which was grounds for impeachment. There aren't any. You can't impeach a president because you don't like his hair, or because he doesn't have the class of an Obama and all that kind of stuff. Who's dinging?
You are.
It's not me, sir.
Oh, I know. I'm getting from Jeff Blake. This is, it's a diary from a soldier. This is from a buddy of his.
Oh, is this what Sam reads?
It's a complete, you know, like, step-by-step, a guy who was at D-Day and what was going on.
Yeah, I played that on my show a couple of nights ago. It's I can't remember the guy's name. Sam Elliott or something like that. I can't remember the guy's name.
And while I'm remembering that, this will be for later, you bring up your show, I'd love to talk to you about what YouTube's doing later in the show.
Yeah, it's coming for me, I'm sure.
The Purge?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it now.
Okay.
Because here, I put something on Facebook today, and I didn't, you know, I think the way I put it, nice tribute, by the way, from Modus AD today. It's a quick video clip. Look at those guys, now in their 90s, one of them is 100, flying to Normandy today, 75 years later. And my statement was, God bless the heroes who began the battle to free nations enslaved by the tyranny of National Socialism.
There you go.
75 years ago today. And the cost in blood and treasure for that was enormous. And yet, here we are in 2019 with another group of people who think socialism is the answer. And they seem to have not only the full weight of the media pushing them, in spite of the historical evidence that it's a disaster no matter what country does it. And now the tech companies really going full Hitler on people they disagree with. So go ahead, I'm going to let you have the floor.
They are doing it under the auspices of, you know, taking up really hateful groups like white supremacists and these sorts of things. But then they're also targeting just regular, you know, a guy like Steven Crowder, Louder with Crowder. I think the guy's obnoxious, but he's also entertaining.
He has the right.
And he has the right to be obnoxious.
Absolutely.
And he has the right to be obnoxious and entertaining at the same time. But I actually mentioned on my show last night, they're also going after what they call conspiracy stuff. So things like 9/11 truth, things like Flat Earth. And I actually wondered out loud on my show, you know, what does Terry think of this? Do you use YouTube often as a source?
Good Lord, I have almost 300 videos on my YouTube channel. So, right. Yeah, I've been using YouTube for 10 years. It started, well, this is just a continuation. Now, what they've been doing is, for instance, I've done a lot of research on 9/11, and I know that a 757 or whatever they say hit the Pentagon, there's no way that plane could fly that fast at that low. Somebody had a video out there showing a Airbus doing touch and goes. So I commented on there. Well, if you're trying to because he mentioned 9/11 in the title, I said if you're trying to compare this to a plane flying 560 miles an hour, you know, that's not capable of going that fast, you know, 9/11, and YouTube deleted my comment.
Yeah, the group
they've been doing that for a while.
The talk show host that ruled Miami, Neil Rogers, you've heard me mention his name many times. He was the first to put that that one video. You're going to tell me that in the area of the Pentagon and all of that part of D.C., the only video that exists of that plane coming into the Pentagon, or whatever it was, he was advocating that it was a rocket.
Yeah, it was a missile. Looks like it.
And that was the first time people started to question what we were being spoon-fed. We know now in 2019, How can we trust anything they tell us?
Exactly.
Well, and these conversations should be open and had. We're having them on the radio all the time. It should be able, it should be allowed on YouTube. And it's just ridiculous. I just saw one today, though, that there's a particular guy who's getting shut down. He's a guy who documents evidence of violent extremism. Mm-hmm. Like, he's documenting violent extremists, which I, you know, if it's like ISIS or whatever, I don't have too much of an issue, really any issue with YouTube stopping that stuff. But because he's documenting that sort of stuff, they took his page down. Because their algorithms are dumb.
Uh-huh. Let's see how many Muslim groups they delete from our
channel. That's,
I can give you the answer
that's
to
a
that right
test
now.
Right there.
That's
going to
be zero. David's our first caller of the afternoon.
How are you today, Greg?
Well, I'm feeling better thanks to Dr. Love.
Well, good. Hey, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when Slick Willie and the Hilda Beast were in Normandy, they were walking the beach holding hands and came upon a pile of rocks and made them into the shape of a cross.
Aw.
Wow.
And they found out, of course, later that it was all staged. The rocks were placed there for them to do that.
You mean they were stunt rocks?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they were fake rocks.
Because we know how devoutly religious they are.
Sure, yeah, exactly, yeah. You know, so, but, yeah, that was really sad, and, you know, you're talking about the generation of socialists that are upcoming in this country. My oldest stepdaughter is one, you know, a college graduate.
Of course.
Has no clue about, you know, socialism versus capitalism, and I actually, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Nazis, and she said, those are fascists. And I said, do you even know what the term Nazi stands for? And she goes, yeah, fascist. And I said, oh, it is a German Workers' Socialist Party.
Yep.
And she's like, she got this stunned look on her. And I said, that's the reason we're in the greatest republic, you know, on the planet. We're not a republic. We're a democracy. And I said, say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I hope you're not going
to say the.
I hope you're not going to send this individual birthday and Christmas cards.
No. As a matter of fact, you know, she's one of those that spent like 8 years in college just to get a bachelor's degree, and which is absolutely worthless, the one she got. And, you know, so she has a job that pays like $12 an hour trying to pay off, you know, like $80,000 in debt that she accrued.
Wow. I'll say this, though, David. We should be careful in taking the name, what countries call themselves, as gospel. For instance, the People's Republic of China.
Yes,
or the
yes.
Democratic People's Republic of North Korea.
Of North Korea,
and
exactly.
In many ways, the Nazis controlled the economy, all sorts of things, you know, let alone the big headlines and highlights we all know about.
Yeah.
And they hated the commies.
Oh, but, yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah.
But what's the difference between socialists and communists? They're all governed by tyranny.
Socialism is the infancy of communism.
Right.
It always
right.
evolves into communism. So that's all socialism is.
And that'll be the next D-Day, but it'll be right here.
Sure, exactly. Have a good one, guys.
That's the great irony. I have not seen anybody...
Plus, calling us the United States is a little bit of a joke, too.
These days,
right?
Build a wall around California,
please,
and maybe New York too. Of course, New York has already installed a paywall around Manhattan to come and go. You've got to pay. I don't know, is it $8 to get in and out? It's unreal, man. The free country.
But on the YouTube thing, I think people need to raise hell or find other platforms or ways of communicating, because I do not trust. The government to go in and fix this problem by any means.
No way.
And we'll see. Maybe there's a light touch regulation where you have to have basic free speech rules. I don't know. But I just really don't trust Republicans or Democrats to get that right.
Can't trust them at all.
Right. It's one thing for YouTube to decide who can speak. It's another thing for the federal government to decide through YouTube.
It's none of their business.
Well, but here's the issue. YouTube and the other tech giants, whose message are they?
Oh, the Democrats.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not free from the government. They are already connected at the hip.
Deep state.
Needs to be addressed.
Yep, need to be broken up.
Well, capitalism still thrives, and I'm happy to report that capitalism has helped a hardworking group of people expand their operation. That would be Lewis Lawn, right up the street from you, all much beloved and glorious.
No more.
At 1135 Northeastern Bypass, where they have added new showroom space, which has allowed them to introduce even more mowers for people to consider purchasing, like the tractor-style mowers. And of course, they still carry all the great brand names like Toro and Exmark, all the Shindawa products for outdoor maintenance, the Steel product line as well, including the Steel blower, which, for me, the two I've purchased, Toro and Steel. I got my first mower from Lewis Lawn in 2008. It still works. My tenant's using that at the old place.
Cool.
And you just get it tuned every year. That's the great thing, too, because at Lewis Lawn, they have a full service department to back up your purchase. And I bought a self-propel for the house we're in now. And my Steel blower, which is also about 10 years old. I've never even had to take it in for service.
Wow.
And that's a great and handy product to have, not just for, you know, gathering leaves and stuff in the fall, but to blow the dust and debris off your porch or patio, clean it up, you got guests coming over, and you can blow it into a pile out of sight at least, and make everything look nice in just a few minutes. Everybody should have one of those in their garage or shed. You can purchase these, and by the way, the guy you want to see at Lewis Lawn is Chad Sasser. He tracks all the manufacturers and stuff, just like you have the people, the lines that you carry at Adams Motorsports at Lewis Lawn. Their manufacturers often have incentives and special deals, and he can tell you who's got what going on a month-to-month basis. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and their number is 244-9191. Fantastic people, Lewis Lawn, and congratulations on your expansion. Let's grab this call from Sam before we hit the traffic dungeon. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Greg. First, do me a favor. Tell Terry the dog didn't get me last night.
Oh, that's good,
talking to him on the phone. Yeah, man, dog got in the yard. But what else to say, Greg?
I'm curious.
His neighbor's
to know
pit bull got in his yard while he was on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, man. I had this whole spiel. I was wanting to have a good conversation with Mr. Adams, and it just got cut short. But everything turned out all right. But what I wanted to share with you, I was so happy about. This morning I missed President's speech at 5 a.m. But I was in Montgomery, and I was having a treat. I went by Starbucks, and literally I'm in there, and I heard some gentlemen talking about it. And I heard some guys said, even the French applauded. And I was like, oh, dang. And then I got to hear on Dan's show, he replayed the president's speech, and man, it was actually Class A, A1.
It was, and it was done in the same somber, respectful tone that Reagan did his.
Yes, sir.
Which we're going to close the show with tonight, by the way.
There you go. It's exactly right. And I just wanted to share that with you. But tell Terry, like I said, the dog didn't get me. Yeah.
We're happy to hear that, man.
Yes, sir. That's all I got. I'll talk to y'all later.
See
how about
soon.
That?
Thanks. Appreciate it. Nice crowd at Baumhauer's yesterday, huh?
Yeah, it was fun.
That was a really, really nice time.
Always a good time there.
Rosie will be sitting where you are next week.
Okay, wonderful.
I volunteered her yesterday afternoon during the show, and she agreed to do it.
Okay, wonderful.
You always wonder, hey, maybe Rosie will come in every day.
Well, this will be good. You'll have somebody here to check your worst impulses as opposed to me, who I play the devil on your shoulder.
She does have that effect, because Eddie Bader's going to be joining us.
Okay.
Well, he'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, he'll definitely be playing into your demons as well.
But there are many times where our topic or whatever we're talking about goes in a certain direction, then we make eye contact, and it's that eye contact says, Rosie's here, so behave.
Exactly. Now, Eddie Bader is not only an incredible real estate agent, the guy is a meme lord, a dank meme lord. He's sending me stuff all day. All day. Some hilarious, some disgusting.
I'm on his mailing list, too.
Yeah, it's good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes he sends some really interesting,
Mm-hmm. How are you going to put this, professional broadcaster?
Are they risque?
I'm going to put this in my pocket is what I'm going to do. And
good call.
Come back to it.
Good call.
Well, you know the one when it was so hot and that lady... I don't know if that was a Photoshop job or what.
Mm-hmm. No. Catch that falling star and put it in your pocket right now.
Yes, sir.
Save it for a rainy day.
All right.
Raining.
Oh, behave. It is raining.
No, yeah. Well, okay.
Rather, by the way, we had 0.45 at the house, and my rain gauge assistant will be checking a little bit later. And I want to look at a little bit of the log that was kept by a serviceman named Pete Belenz on this date during the D-Day invasion, beginning with his first. This is all transcribed, notes that were taken on June 6th, 1944, 0300, anchored off the coast of France, planes going over. He took notes of the entire D-Day experience, and we'll check those out off and on this afternoon at 3:27. I think it's very important, not just because of the 75th anniversary, not that that number is any more important than 74 or what will be 80 or 100. It's especially important to remember why they were there and what they were there to free those people from, so that we don't allow it to walk in the front door of this country or the back. 3:27, Mr. Balaki is the guy that set us up with this, and we'll come back to it in a minute. He's also very busy downstairs checking traffic. Remember to keep your headlights on today when it's raining. I'm going to go down and see just what's going on with that rain there.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your afternoon traffic, and it looks like it's going to be a rather busy afternoon. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have an accident on I-85 northbound at the off-ramp to Perry Hill Road, so watch it there. We also have an accident on Taylor Road right at I-85. That one's in the left lane right in front of East Chase, so watch it if you're in that area. We also have an accident on I-65. In fact, it looks like we may have two accidents side by side. They're down around exit 151. That's in the Leetahatchee area headed northbound into Montgomery. If you're on the boulevard, it's really busy, especially around the interstate and around the Wetumpka Highway. If you're traveling north on I-65 out of Montgomery, everything looks pretty good. Same thing going northbound on I-85 after you clear the Taylor Road area. Let's slow it down just a little bit and be careful in the rain. The pickup trucks have invaded, and Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The selection has never been better. They have to go. Let Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter help you put one in your driveway. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. You know we're always having a good time down here on the river, so right now I'll just jump to the good times. Barbara Blue out of Memphis, the queen of Beale Street, will be at the Capitol Oyster Bar this Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's right. If you've been to Memphis over the last 20-plus years, you've probably run into her. She's been playing down at Silky O'Sullivan's. Well, I didn't call her and ask her how many because I didn't want to embarrass her, but she's been there a long, long time, singing some good, fine music. She's bringing a killer Memphis band backing her up. So you want to get out here and check that out? That'll be a 5 o'clock showtime Sunday. Now let's talk about another more of the good times. We'll be renting out pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Come have a good time. Make sure you come hungry because you know we're going to cook you up something about like a ribeye steak or a good old piece of amberjack, a grouper, or a hamburger off the grill, or some oysters Rockefeller, or some snow crab legs, some little shrimp from Argentina. I know I'm getting you hungry, so get down here soon. Y'all come hungry because we've been looking for you.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying, it's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to find the right gifts for Dad this Father's Day. We do it right, too, with deals that'll make Dad as proud as his perfectly seared steak and his perfectly manicured lawn. Now get a Charbroil 4-Burner Advantage Series Gas Grill for just $169. And pick up your choice of Craftsman Gas or Electric String Trimmer for only $99 each. Make this Father's Day his best one yet. And do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Charbroil offer valid through 6/12. Craftsman offer valid through 6/19. U.S. only.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A message from your favorite YouTube stars to stop doing dangerous internet challenges.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We feel once the Tide Pod challenge hit, all those brain cells you killed are making you do even more stupid things.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
When you hurt yourselves, we long for the days of Charlie biting a finger or David after the dentist or
chocolate rain.
There must be something better you could be doing on a So please, stop all these antics.
Right. Now. I mean it.
Oh, yeah. And also,
leave Benny alone.
Play us off, keyboard cat. Thank you.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
You know, there's another one of these stupid challenges. Now, I guess the ice bucket challenge was kind of cool and it raised money for a good cause. But there's another one going on that invites stupidity. The one, there was the cinnamon challenge. Remember, you've seen that video. Well, that kid's head exploding after trying to eat a tablespoon of cinnamon.
Well, that's terrible, too.
There's a new one where you put a plastic bag over your head, and they try to vacuum the air out of it.
Oh, great. So, asphyxiation?
I don't think it's quite that extreme, but it sounds like, you know, if you're not careful,
in excess,
that could happen. Well, we're in the middle of that sucker hold I observed on the Living for Doppler a few minutes back. The rain has stopped for the time being. But there is more out to the south and west, so it'll come back probably just around the time you're ready to leave for home this afternoon. Wow, the FBI investigated Bigfoot in the 70s.
Yeah.
And then they hired him. His name is Robert Mueller.
There you go.
Deep investigation, the hair sample they tested from an alleged Bigfoot turned out to be from a deer.
Imagine that.
And the FBI concluded that there's no evidence that Bigfoot is real. They just released this report from the vault section. The vacuum challenge involves sucking air out of a plastic bag with a vacuum, all while a person is inside of it. Needless to say, it could get dangerous.
Yeah.
Involves a person climbing into a garbage bag with their head sticking out and letting another person suck the air out with a vacuum
with
until
head.
It becomes so tight the person topples over.
Yeah, head sticking out,
Experts warn the challenge can lead to cerebral hypoxia. Anything that starts with the word cerebral is something you don't want to have happen to you. A condition that leads to a decrease of oxygen supplied to the brain despite the presence of adequate blood flow.
Wow.
It's like, are there people with the PWNBTs, the people with nothing better to do, sit around and come up with a new way to kill yourself? It's just crazy.
For fame and fortune.
Indicative of, starving for attention. I'm not sure what it is. But that's it. Parents, if you overhear your children talking about the vacuum challenge,
tell them. Do you remember the choking game? That was all the rage when I was in school.
David, what's his name, the kung fu guy? Yes. Carradine?
No, no, that's autoerotic asphyxiation.
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
No, I don't think the girls in my class were, you know, being autoerotic when they were doing the choking game. But, no, it was, yeah, it was usually, I think it, I saw...
Girls did this to other girls?
Yeah, I saw in the class. Essentially, it's just choking, intentionally cutting off oxygen in the brain with the goal of inducing a temporary loss of consciousness and euphoria.
Well, that, what could go wrong?
Right.
What could possibly go wrong with an idea like that?
I remember people doing it when I was in school. I didn't, because it seemed, well, dumb. But
today's the 30th anniversary of Tetris. That sounds like...
Man, I wonder if I remember those girls' names and what they do now.
Tetris the game, where you put the tiles in the right order as they fall.
It was, the first playable version was finished on this date, 1984.
Oh, wow.
So it's 35.
That is a fun game.
In other J. Scott headlines, the top 10 cities to live in if you're a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is why he flies out to Seattle just about every year. But let's count them down, shall we, starting with...
Number 5.
New York. They probably tax it, so you'd have to be... pretty careful.
Number 4.
Orlando.
Number 3.
The L.A. Irvine area of California.
Number 2.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
And number 1.
Seattle. In last place, out of the 100 cities surveyed in gamer activity, Detroit. But it's kind of hard to set up a video game in a house that's falling apart, has no electricity, etc. And that is one of the great ironies of World War II, as we look back on D-Day and the anniversary today, that we obliterated cities which have been rebuilt into thriving metropolises, and the cities here that built the stuff that destroyed those cities now look like they were the ones that got bombed. But that's democratic leadership. And in most major cities, it's been that way for 60 years. It keeps getting worse, and they keep voting for more of it. Go figure. Who knows? 3:39, we got Rich's forecast. Let's take another quick look. That, well, the weather, by the way, the rain that came through earlier was moving very, very rapidly. So it's going to be coming and going kind of quick. We're in that, that dry spot I mentioned. And then off to the south and west, there are some pop-up showers and thunderstorms developing.
Mm-hmm.
And you might, based at the rate that this stuff is moving, see that, I don't know, before 4:30. So enjoy the dryness while you got it. 2 days ago, we were complaining about, when's it going to rain? And by Monday, we'll be complaining because there's too much rain.
I just want it to cool off. A little bit. Well, just a little
bit. See, the temperature isn't nearly as high, but the humidity is 82%. So there's always something to complain about.
Well, of course.
When it comes to the weather.
Oh, sure.
Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. They are celebrating 50 years. A lot of benchmark anniversaries here in town. We just found out yesterday that Donnie Turner is actually, MPB's been around for 35.
35 years, yes.
Just incredible.
That's about right.
Georgia Floors Direct was an envisioned idea from Dick McAdam. Before, when the bypass was really the bypass, you remember those days, right?
I do. Remember it well.
He said, you know what, we can get this property at such a reasonable price right now, build a big warehouse here, because when the city grows around the bypass, we'll be right in the middle of the action. And that's where they are, at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home, and a warehouse that is floor to ceiling, with almost an overwhelming amount of flooring choices of all types and styles. High fashion stuff. Every once in a while, I'd like to say Georgia Floors Direct is not where unwanted flooring goes to die. It is the latest fashions and trends, all straight from the manufacturers, meaning it's all available at a wholesale price. They've also built their own team of installers. And with Jeff Mallinson, he has created the Merry Band of Floriers that helps you navigate those choices when you walk into Georgia Floors Direct. Tell them what you're interested in doing at your home, whether it's a single room or you want to change flooring styles completely, your approximate budget, so they can give you a very focused shopping experience. And from beginning to end, it's all under their umbrella. Georgia Floors Direct. It's worked for half a century, and I don't see why it can't work for 50 more years. Great ideas live forever on the Boulevard across from Lowe's.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. D-Day celebrations are happening around the country today on the 75th anniversary of the invasion of Allied troops on Normandy beaches during World War II. One local celebration happened at the Tuskegee Airmen National Historic Site. Governor Kay Ivey signed several bills into law today. One of the bills makes significant changes to the operation and membership of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Another requires seatbelt use for each occupant of a moving vehicle. According to Montgomery police, the body of a male who was discovered in the Alabama River near Cooter's Pond yesterday has been identified as an adult male from Montgomery. Forensics review has determined there are no signs of foul play and the cause of death is pending toxicology results. There's a new outside sculpture at the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts. Children's Gate 2019 is a gift from Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange. It will be a permanent addition to the John Joyce Cadell Sculpture Garden. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots of rain in the forecast for the next several days, especially the weekend and into Monday as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be around at times in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy downpours. Can't rule out some urban flooding at times. High temperature in the low to mid-80s over the weekend. Lows at night around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. And then on Tuesday, it looks like it starts to thin out and move out, and eventually we start to dry out. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. It will keep you on top of the action with advanced interactive radar, plus future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, including flooding. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Chad, we were going to come to your call after the forecast. Call us right back.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're at 343. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to close the show with the full 8-minute Reagan Point Duhok speech.
Wow, what a great speech.
One of the greatest of all time.
I agree.
Genuine, sincere. I think that that's what Trump did today.
I agree.
And very much a very similar tone. Mm-hmm. Humble.
Yes.
And that's not a word that many people associate with Trump, but, you know, was there any question that he got the meaning of that sacrifice that he stood before today?
No, he knew.
No doubt in my mind about it. At 344, 272-9228, your thoughts. We're going to check a couple of things that we put up on Facebook to see what your thoughts are on those. Coming back.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More safe, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Here are 3 things we learned from 80s movies. 1, don't cross the streams. 2, don't feed them after midnight. And 3, where we're going, we don't need roads.
It is 3:49. He is back. Legal Eagle, local heartthrob.
Yes!
Chad.
Man, it's steamier than Bill Clinton and a White House full of interns.
Mm-hmm. That's
how about this, man?
I think that's a very, it's a magical metaphor.
I could have said it's steamier than Jerry Nadler's impeachment jockey shorts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she's laughing at him. I am convinced now that the Democrats, all they're going to do is talk about impeachment. They're not going to do it. He clearly,
I can't imagine. You can't trust any polling data you see anyway. I can't see how any of this is helping their brand in 2020.
Well, when you've got the Democratic pollster saying that Trump's at an all-time high at 48% in his poll, the Harvard poll, it doesn't look good for them. And he's had a great week overseas.
And by the way, the market has gone up 1,000 points in the last 3 days.
That's kind of nice. We need it, right?
So, the market seems to react to whatever, the lead the president is putting out there in regards to the things they get worried about. They get nervous, Nelly.
Yeah, I don't know if you read the story today. It was on Hot Air a little while ago, but it's about how the Mexican government literally overnight this day, has taken, loaded up their Guatemala-Mexican border with soldiers and sailors, and they're not mm-hmm. letting anybody in.
Heard that.
And they're rounding up people that don't have citizenship papers, and they're shipping them back.
So it's working.
It's working.
Imagine that.
If you want to get somebody to follow your lead, grab them by the wallet.
All we're waiting on now, when are we going to see an indictment on what we've known for 2 years?
Not going to happen.
Right.
You don't think Barr's going to do something?
The word on the street is that the ID report is in the hands of the DOJ, right, in the hands of the Attorney General. So I'll be interested to see if that gets released either this week or next week. I mean, it's been a long time waiting.
Yeah.
But it's clearly the roadmap that's being used for the other investigation.
You know what worries me? Horowitz, the guy that's been in charge of that,
yeah,
he has seen what's happened to Robert Mueller. And
yeah.
Wonder if the peer pressure of inside D.C. is going to affect this guy. They're supposed to be totally independent, but we know that that is only true to a certain extent.
Well, yeah, the other side's always going to attack an IG, but, you know, ultimately, the person who's going to take the heat is going to be Attorney General Barr, and he is the perfect guy to take the heat. That guy
is capable of
solid rock.
Yeah. You
know? Smart. I mean, he outsmarts them. He comes across just this genteel guy, you know. He runs circles around him. He's brilliant. He's a brilliant lawyer. He's, you know, he's been in that swamp for a long time, so he knows how those people operate. And he's got nothing to gain because he came out of retirement to do this job specifically because he knew that he was probably the only one that could do it and not really care about what effect it was going to have on his career because he's had a career.
Yeah.
He's had his career. So it's very interesting. Even Joe Morning Schmo and even Acosta on CNN gave praise to Trump over his D-Day speech.
Wow.
Now that, I mean, you know, you talk about...
Repeat that again. I don't think I heard that correctly.
Acosta and Morning Schmo both gave glowing praise to Trump's speech commemorating D-Day this morning.
Meanwhile, the New York Times drew up Trump's articles of impeachment, aren't they?
Yes, it's an op-ed that somebody did that. I'm like, fine, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead and impeach him, and then it'll stop right at the Senate, and then, you know, you'll have an acquittal. So, there you go.
Well,
I mean,
they saw how well that worked for the Republican Party. You know, why not do it for yourselves, right?
You ain't got the votes, you don't need to be doing it. And that's, you know, Nancy Pelosi said that yesterday. She's trying to tell her own people, look, impeachment doesn't kick anybody out. You know, you got to be able. It's like an indictment. You can indict a ham sandwich.
But she is dealing with irrational, crazy ass people.
Yeah,
extremists,
no doubt.
And they're just not going to sit still for that. That we don't want to know about your political expertise.
You know it's bad. You know it's bad when the people who have the level head in the room is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, that's both hilarious and frightening at the same time.
That tells you all, when Joe Biden is considered to be the conservative wing of the Democrat Party, that tells you all you need to know.
We got to get a hold of David Blackman. Maybe we can reach out. Brant's not going to be able to join us today.
Right.
Maybe you can reach out and see if we can get him at 5:10 today.
He'd be a good person. Yeah. Sure. I'll tell you, Biden's flip-flopping faster than a short order cook at the IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyway, you guys have a great afternoon. Okay.
Somebody standing behind Joe and Amy. Go this way, Joe. No, no.
Oh yeah.
Go this
way. No doubt. Finger in the wind.
Exactly. Thanks for the call.
All right. Be good.
It is 3:54. We've talked about heat. We've talked about humidity. And, oh boy, I can't wait to see that next electric bill. Here's how you do something about that, to be proactive. And this is not junk science. This is real science that you can put to work for you in your home, in the attic of your home. And if you're building a house, you can install this throughout the house and cut your electric costs in half. It's called Master Foam. Spray foam insulation. Now, yes, it can be retrofitted into an existing home. Almost hate to use that term because somebody else has used it recently, but the temperature in your attic during the hottest summer days can rise to the 130, 140 level. I remember our buddy Jim Hubbard telling us how much easier it was for him to work in an attic that was treated with this because the temperature would be about 80. When your attic temperature is lower, that means your AC doesn't have to work as hard. When your AC doesn't have to work as hard, your electric bills go down. And in the same sense, you also extend the life of that very expensive machine. So this is absolutely something that pays for itself and worth considering. And the only way you're going to find out what it will cost you and how it will change your current power bill situation is to reach out to Wade Cannon, great guy, and ask about Master Foam Insulation at 802-FOAM. There's no charge for asking questions or arranging for an estimate for your house and how quickly this can not only lower your electric bills, but how quickly that will pay for the Master Foam Insulation. It's sprayed directly on the underside of the roof in the attic, and it is just tell the difference between styrofoam and paper, that stuff you put in those grooves in your attic. I don't know what that's insulating you from, but when the temperature is still 140 degrees in there, it's not really effective. You need something that's going to be right there under the peak of the roof where the heat is trying to get in. This keeps it out. Masterfoam, 802 foam, or go to masterfoam.com, master with a dash between the master and the foam. We'll hit the traffic dungeon real quick with Mr. Balaki, Fox News coming up, and then we're back with the exciting 4 to 5 hour.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your afternoon traffic, and things look pretty normal for this time of the day. We still have a lot of crowding up on the boulevard. Be careful around the Troy Highway, I-85, and between the Atlanta Highway and Wetumpka Highway. If you're on I-85, things look pretty good. Looks like traffic's back up to a speed limit ride. If you're on I-65, same story there. We don't see any problems. And the 31s all look good this afternoon. Please be careful, watch for standing water, and drive carefully. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee. With an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More safe, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor.